The taste of chicken was getting old for me at this point. I became so used to eating the same thing every day, I couldn't even enjoy my favorite type of meat anymore. It was the same daily routine. I waited impatiently by the door, tapping my foot rapidly, ready to beat other people to the microwave. This was my everyday lunch routine during the winter of 2016. My sophomore year, I made the choice to become a two-sport athlete, basketball and wrestling. The way my season worked was when I didn't have basketball games, I had wrestling practice. Every day in between, I had basketball practices and on the weekends, wrestling tournaments. Month of February, 6:45 a.m. my alarm rings. I wake up to the sound of my annoying iPhone alarm that goes off every morning, with heavy eyes from lack of sleep from the night before. My body aches as I roll out of bed. 7:05 a.m. I make my way downstairs. Usually, I'm the type of person that does not eat breakfast. I just was never that hungry that early in the morning. But doing two sports, I forced myself to eat. I knew I was going to need the energy for later. I open up my refrigerator and reach for the chilling mason jar with overnight oats. This was my first out of three meals of my day. 11:30 a.m. advisory time. Every single day I looked forward to advisory. It only meant 20 more minutes till lunch. My knee moved in a constant up and down motion as I watched student pass the hallways. I don't remember much of advisory. I only remember the crave for food. Snacking wasn't a thing for me, so the only food in my stomach at this point were the overnight oats I had for breakfast. Every day I knew what I had for lunch. My mouth became so familiar of the taste of chicken and its rubber-like texture, my food wasn't even good anymore, but I just wanted something. I needed something to slightly fill my stomach. Chicken and broccoli was the second prepared meal of every day. I had it 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. On lucky days, my mom would throw in some cauliflower. 2:30 to 6 p.m., depending on the day, I either had practice or a game. As captain of the girls' basketball team, I would prioritize basketball whenever it overlapped with wrestling. It was tough on me mentally trying to push myself through a game or practice when all that was on my mind was my last meal. Sports used to be an outlet for me to decompress and get away from school, and it was, except I couldn't escape the feeling of temptation of breaking my diet, or the wanting of time to pass so that I could sleep and numb this feeling. But these feelings followed me everywhere for 3 whole months. 11 p.m. When the sun fell and night came, my stomach grumbled asking for food, but I didn't want to give it any. My body was weak. I needed food, but I needed to make weight. Every night, I fell asleep to the tossing and turning, trying to distract myself from an empty stomach. The discomfort of lying there knowing that I have the power to just get up and eat drove me crazy. My self-control was being tested. The way wrestling works is that we are categorized in weight classes, 101, 106, 111 pounds, and so on. The tournament before CIS, I had to maintain the weight class of 111. I'm a small girl. I'm 5'1". Competing in two sports should be easy. Maintaining weight should be easy, I thought. I started at the season at 116, so why didn't I compete in that weight class? Growing up, I competed in the martial arts called judo. Growing up, my best friend and I were put up against each other. I had to fight my best friend. Every tournament, we would compete for first place. It was the most awkward and uncomfortable thing. We would have no coaches coaching us and had no one cheering for us. It's just something we absolutely hated. Why would I purposely want to fight my best friend? So, that meant dropping 5 pounds and going on a strict meal prep diet. She was in wrestling before me, so who was I to take her weight class? The week of CIFs was one of the hardest weeks of my life. In order for Serena and I to compete, I had to drop down to 106 pounds. I went from 116 to 111 to 106. My diet became so strict I had to start watching my water weight. During my basketball games, I would wear a long dry fit shirt so that I could sweat more and would limit my water intake. Keep in mind, I was barely eating at this point. I became so afraid of being overweight or not qualifying that I switched my lunch and dinner to salad. I practiced 10 times as hard to make sure I was burning fat and worked out in hoodies to sweat more. I did not want the reason I didn't compete was because I didn't make weight. The thought of how many people, including myself, I would disappoint if that would have happened. I needed food. It was after a hard and long basketball game against Grossmont High, a day before CIS. The entire game, I felt terribly weak. After the loss, I am angry because of the lack of food in my body. I threw my stuff in the car and I sat in complete silence. Without food, it affected me physically, but emotionally, I was angry. I hated not being able to eat whenever I wanted or whenever I pleased. And what was I doing it for? For a medal? I wanted to break my diet, but I couldn't bring myself to. I wanted it. I love sports. I love being an athlete. But that didn't stop me from hating the process. Another thing that seemed to fit into my daily routine, the distracting noise of my mother. The same chatter she always gives me after my basketball games. You should have done this. Why didn't you do this? When you're playing defense, you need to do this. Drive the ball in more, shoot more, slide your feet. And there I was, in silent. It's nothing I hadn't heard before. I don't know what I was more tired of, the basketball game or the high expectations of my mother. The car stops and they pull into a frutteria. I knew I wasn't going to eat anything. I was angry. The fact that my family had the audacity to get something to eat when they knew I was starving. I laid there in the back of the car so weak that the only thing that felt slightly better was closing my eyes and pretending I was somewhere else. My eyes slowly shut and I escape everything for a little while. The car stops, my eye flutter open up to a dark night and big bright lights that read Choose Fitness. I knew exactly what I was there for. I walked in and slumped down at the first side of a couch and fell asleep for 5 minutes. Then I heard my mom and the front desk person arguing. I had no idea what the issue was. The only thing I remembered was blurbs of my mom's highly irritated voice. No, you don't understand. She has CIS tomorrow. She doesn't make weight. She won't qualify. My mom is passionate. She's always been passionate in all my sports. She just expects a lot. She wants me to go far. Sometimes I think she wants it more than me. They exchanged words again, and my mom eventually said, "Follow me." I walked into what led me to a steam room. I took off my shoes and walked into a 105-degree room. It was hard to breathe. The air was hot. I tried to breathe through my nose, but the humid heat was so heavy it was difficult. I laid up against the wall and closed my eyes. The walls were dripping with water, and the glass door was blurred from the steam. Anxiety crept into my mind. I had the thought of the door shutting and my mom and I being stuck in there. What would I do in that instance? I thought that we would just die because I felt too weak to even think about kicking the glass door down. This thought had made my heart race. I needed to get out. 15 minutes was the maximum of time you were allowed to stay, and I bolted after 10. I dried off and went back home. Only 10 more hours till CIF. Only 10 more hours to weigh in. And only 10 more hours till I could eat or drink. Day of CIFs. The locker room was full of girls who looked terribly and weak. They separated us depending on which weight class we were trying to qualify for. While waiting, everyone was socializing. All potential opponents were speaking to each other about their dieting and working out. I stayed in my own little space. I didn't say a word to any of them. I didn't want to show any weakness. It was my turn to weigh in. Down into my spandex and sports bra, I didn't realize how much physical change appeared in my body so then. My stomach was flat, and not the good kind of flat. My arms had no jiggle like how it normally does. I was skinny. I stepped onto the scale and watched the numbers 105.3 flip back and forth to 105 and finally froze at 105 pounds. I made weight. I could finally eat. Match time. I didn't care what was going on with the match in front of me. I couldn't focus. I jumped up and down, slapping my body to get blood circulating. I was composed on the outside, straight face and a well-composed stance, but on the inside, fear entered my mind. High tech, Samantha, I raised my hand. You'll be green. It was officially time. I took the green ankle band, bent down, and placed the Velcro onto my right ankle. As I waited for the ref, I stood there with all eyes stuck on me. My beating heart sank to my empty stomach, meeting the millions of butterflies that fluttered around. Shake hands. I reached for my partner's hand and she met mine in the middle. She had long legs and were nervous too. We were waiting for the whistle to blow. At this point, I heard nothing but the sound of my heart beating and saw nothing but my partner in front of me. I felt the adrenaline being carried through my body, causing my heart to beat so fast. That sense of nervousness seemed to trump everything I was feeling up to this point. My hunger, weariness, and weakness. Before I knew, the whistle blew. It took us a while for us to engage. We continued to circle around the mat until finally she made contact. I pushed her backwards to have some momentum, and I picked her ankle, timing it, and she fell on her back. The crowd went wild. I held her neck tightly and hoped for the best. After 5 or so seconds of pinning her, the ref blew his whistle. I just qualified for state. I just placed second in CIS. But I didn't feel as happy as I thought I would be. I thought about my basketball team. What do I do? I had to make the decision of either going to state or help lead my basketball team to being CIF champs. This was the first year we made it to playoffs. This was the hardest choice to make, and the sucky thing was that I was the only one who could make it. Do I let my team down, or do I give up this opportunity that I've worked so hard for? I thought long and hard about everything I put myself through. I went to state, and the story was the same, but the stakes were higher. The same feelings will soon come up. Every day will soon become a circulatory system, a schedule that is never ending and feel like it won't. The same way that the heart pumps blood through a looping system is the same way my passion and love for sports fuels my motivation to continue to put myself through this routine of dieting, aching, and working out. Except this time, my heart is filled with plaque I call expectation, causing my heart to be filled with much more pressure.